Potatoes, man. I don't like
potatoes. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Got a little special edition cover show for you now. Let's get things moving with Blanks doing the Ramones. Little bit of Blank 77 on now. In case you didn't hear me earlier, this is going to be a special all covers episode. You're going to be playing covers tonight. I think we got a pretty good list, and when I say I mean the rest of the Pogo crew. Got a packed house tonight. Let's start moving with some of the intros and talk to somebody who's been slacking off a little bit, hasn't really been showing up, talking about Sean Bethel.
I showed up. I didn't show up last week because I had to get ready for my kids' party. We were making cake. And
I went to your kids' birthday party, and I still did this.
Yeah, but I had to help make all the food and shit, do all the grocery shopping and whatnot.
Sure you did. All right,
I'm lying.
Sure, you're making cake.
You're not lying.
It was the toddler. Is that a toddler yet? The baby party of the century. Along with my children's, of course. But let's say hi to everybody else, talking about Mark Poison and Josh. What's going on, guys?
Hello. How are you doing?
Smoke crack, not Iraq.
Yeah, right. Yep, Josh, big on the whole smoke crack, not Iraq.
He's been on that
since, like, 2004.
I think we're still smoking that
Ripper.
And let's keep
we're smoking somebody.
Saying what's up to Black Cat and Devil John.
What's going on, everybody? Don't forget to check us out on Bad Luck Radio and The Devil's Den.
Radio.com.
Kind of see the lovely rude girl Jessica walking into the room late, being extremely distracted.
I'm very sorry, everybody in Pogo Land. But her name is Rude Girl. To make my vodka and monster.
There's none left up here.
Vodka lost all the mojo we had. Let's say what's up to the girls, Rude Girl Jessica and Sarah Bears.
What is up, Pogo Land?
Hello to Pogo Land as well.
Hello to Pogo Land as well. But let's keep talking about the Black Cats, BadLuckRadio.com, and DevilsDenRadio.com. Hit up DevilsDenRadio to get your metal fix. Really get some head banging.
Hardcore metal, everything on that show.
And hit up Black Cat. Submit your music to them, staff@BadLuckRadio. See if you can get on there. Show kind of all over the place, just playing a lot of deep cuts and whatever the hell he kind of feels like.
Yeah,
more of a deep cut. That's the
and we're looking for somebody to program a show. So if you're interested in maybe programming a show and DJ
you guys
a little
can
bit.
Pick
first
the
aid train, so I got you on the deep cuts, all right?
You can come on.
You won't bleed out. You won't bleed out.
All right, buddy. Or bleed through anymore?
Bleed through?
Okay.
No more bleed throughs.
Okay, I think we worked it out. Six times a charm.
Six times, the fifth time.
You know what bleed through sounds
on
like?
On my end, all right. Everything was fine on my end.
All right.
Well, I did my part.
Bleed through.
Let's get back to the tune.
Like a tampon.
And we're going to go with the Casualties' second full-length album, Underground Army. It's
actually like my favorite album by them, I think.
Doing
the plugs.
Song Underground Army. And this is a cover of The Threats. Let's hear it now.
Get from the summer in the underground. They're punching to me and they find the ground. Don't give it up. I'm super shit. Don't like to take me because this is it. Then do anything to see what I can find. I know I'm at the limit. Suffer past the blood.
All right, that was the Casualties with a big finish of their rendition of Underground Army. How am I going to forget the name of the song and the name of the album?
They said it like 1,000 times.
Yeah, right, right. Yo, I actually did a poetry project in like 9th grade on that song.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What grade did you get on that one?
Yeah, oh, I got an A. Product. My teacher was just like, she was like one of the biggest bitches in the school, like meanest.
But
if
bitch.
You had a mohawk or Liberty spikes, she loved you, and she just hated all the preppy kids. It was like this real reverse thing. Yeah. So she was all about it, and I definitely got like 100% on it completely.
Nice.
Dude, if you had a mohawk back when I was in school, you were like the biggest faggot ever. Like seriously, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm sorry.
No, I know.
I didn't mean to say that word.
Times have changed.
I love my girl Sarah over here. I just have to say to wear that. Bands.
Talking about
she's got my back. I love Sarah.
Now Vans are very now. Yo,
I'm getting a little.
You used to be able
today.
To buy a pair of Vans for like $30, skate them, beat them to shit. Yep. You know what I mean? In one session, almost because they're so fucking thin.
Let's go buy another pair,
and then go buy another pair. Now they're like $80. They're like $80 a pair,
yeah. Dude. When I was
now
buying Chucks,
fucking skating.
When I was buying Chucks in like high school, like I was getting them at Modell's for like $9-$10.
Nice. Have you seen the new Chucks?
Yeah, I don't even. I just
they still have Chucks.
Yeah, have you seen the new ones? They're nowhere near as good as the old ones. Yeah, because they're like, who bought them? Nike or somebody bought them?
Yeah.
They're not the same canvas shoe anymore.
Really.
I didn't even know that. You can't even skate in them anymore. Like you just can't skate in them.
Yeah, Josh, you got to get up on that mic.
Deep
like
throat down.
Yo,
bitch.
You
got
to get Shogu. Well, no matter what shoe you have, if you have Shogu,
you don't have to get
you
into
will be
the mic
skating
so much.
For like months and months and months. Trust me. I used to skate. Yo, when I was 15, I used to be like,
yeah.
I used to be like, I'll weigh two freaking garbage cans laying down. Like two of them, dude. I used to be like, ollie that shit. I can't do that shit now.
I used to stack the decks up. Dude, I had a crazy ollie, and I'm not going to lie. The whole reason I could ollie like 19 feet in the air was because that was like the only thing I could do.
I skated every day for like a really long time for years, and I never really got that good at all.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to do 360 kickflips, man.
And I practiced a lot.
I used to like the ollie stairs and shit. Like the courthouse
yeah, that
was
more
awesome.
My thing. Yeah, exactly. That was more my thing.
The courthouse was awesome. Awesome! Dude, I got the now the stair sets there are fucking crazy. I don't think I would be able to do them.
I'm not even kidding you. Back in the day, I did an indie grab on the freaking courthouse steps, man. Back before they freaking like redid it all, it's not even there anymore. I don't think.
No, it's but not. That's why I was
talking about 666 Walnut Street,
dude. That was our skate park.
That was my address.
But let's get back to the music, and we're
what
gonna go
is up next.
The real Devil's Den.
With the lower class brats doing rose tattoos, we can't be beaten.
We'll be right back. romantic in-your-face punk rock.
Joan Jett covering Iggy Pop. Right now, that was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Iggy Pop's Real Wild Child. Now, what were you were talking about some Iggy Pop shit a minute ago, Mark.
I was just saying, like, only Iggy Pop would freaking puncture, like, a major organ or, like, an artery. I don't know what it was. on, like, a wine glass or something like that. It was, like, a stem of a wine glass. And then, like, he would just keep singing.
Having the blood spurting out.
As his heart was pumping, it was just spewing out of his freaking cell. You know, he just keeps going. He just keeps going.
Can't be beaten.
Sounds like an artery.
You
that's
girls got to talk to the microphone.
That's what Sarah said.
Who does that? Maybe Gigi Allen.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what was the dude from Anti-Scene? The singer Anti-Scene? No one remembers. What's his name? I don't even remember it. So
with Gigi or like?
No. Anti-Scene. Like, yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm not really down with Anti-Scene, but but you know.
All right. Let's keep moving and do a little bit a Jerry Lee Lewis cover. Gonna do some Great Balls of Fire. Misfits coming off Project 1950. Now a lot of people hate this album. I love it. I don't give a fuck that it's like it's a super group. That's fine with me. I mean, they got Marky Ramone on drums. They got Marky Ramone's on drums. They got Dez Cadena on guitar and Jerry singing and playing bass, doing 50s cover songs. That's okay by me. So let's check out Great Balls of Fire by the Misfits.
Stop drinking Haterade.
Right now, that was The Misfits.
The Misfits.
Off of Project 1950 with Great Balls of Fire. Now, we're going to get style. Over to an Unseen cover. Now, I remember when Unseen. The Unseen used to do all their albums and end it with a cover song.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty awesome.
Michael Jackson.
I mean,
shit.
Yeah, they had Beat It. Yeah. Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Just I mean, like they did Paint It Black recently.
Rolling Stones too, yeah.
But so why don't we do a little bit of the Unseen? This is coming off Lower Class Crucifixion. And now, yeah, let's just get right into the track here. Starting off a little bit of Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I love this. Prom. I hate you.
Yeah? Good.
Judd Nelson.
All right, that was The Unseen covering Poison's Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Now, I hope they could hear the acoustic intro and it wasn't just dead air, because it kind of sounded like it was dead
really
air.
It was really quiet,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but that song kicks in, so I love it when it kicks in, though. Love it when it kicks in.
I love Breakfast Club, man.
Just like every
yeah,
other.
Yeah, these guys are going crazy to the Judd Nelson.
Yo, Judd Nelson is the man, dude. That's what every freaking punk rocker wants to fucking be right there, man.
But do you remember the, what name the, of the song at the end?
Did we just, like, step into Pennsylvania?
What about the song?
That right there.
Do you remember the song at the end if you know right all there. These quotes?
Hey, whatever, man. We all got to have an accent.
Well, it was that don't you
I know, but, like, I didn't know
that. About me.
Yeah, we just played a cover of that by Life
don't,
Agony. Don't,
oh, did don't, you?
Yeah,
don't,
Life Agony does a cover of that.
Dude, check it out, Black Cat or badluckradio.com.
Forget about me.
All right, let's get back to the good music.
No, no, no.
I thought we were about to break out into a sing-along for a second.
And I was talking shit on our singing abilities.
Oh,
hey,
well, that's all right.
Hey, I can speak for myself.
We're going to do a little bit of the Dead Boys covering the Rolling Stones coming off We Have Come From Your Children with Tell Me.
Social D doing Chuck Berry, Maybelline.
R.I.P. Chuck.
Catch me true, I'm Maybelline.
for the late, great Chuck Berry. Social D doing Maybelline.
Rest in peace, Chuck.
I'm gonna keep things moving right along.
Oh, yeah.
Potato Pirates doing Hyena off the Rancid tribute.
I can't believe there's a Rancid tribute.
I know, right? Right now, that was the Potato Pirates covering Rancid's Hyena. Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a nice crowd in the studio tonight talking about the lovely Rude Girl, Jessica Sarah Bears, Sean Bedlam, Cat, Devil John, Josh, Mark Poison.
Yep, Mark Poison.
Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG Reading Easton. Peaberg, having a blast with our special all covers episode.
Well, yep. Somebody please start a band with Mark Poison.
I know, dude, it's all I really enjoy, and like I haven't been doing it lately.
I told him to come over to my house.
No, we're going
jam,
to. No, by the way, what was that name? Because we are starting a band.
Talking to the microphone.
Me and Mark and a buddy of ours, John, who was on the show a few months back.
And possibly him.
We got a little thing going so far, and we already came up with a name. Me and John liked it, the Holy Hells. John
sounds
came
good
up with it. It's pretty good. I like it. So
now,
when
you say you have a little something going on,
are
have you guys gotten together
like,
and played
like
yet?
Yeah, John was over my house on Wednesday, and we jammed a little bit.
There you
we
go.
Got, we got
there
like the, he's written some lyrics and shit. We were jamming for a little
bit. So where was Mr. Poison at?
I told him about it, but he said I can't make it.
You
so
want a band so fucking bad, you better make time.
Yeah, right? You want
hey, believe me, I have time for a band. I really do.
You yeah.
Other than Wednesdays.
You can't have your cake and
no, Wednesdays is actually the day to do it. But
Rude
like
Girl Jessica is puking. She's reaching for the bag. Let's see if she...
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
That vodka was good going down. It's going to be just good coming back up.
Intermission.
I didn't know she was sweet. That drunk.
Oh, my.
All right, we're going to keep things moving with the show. We're going to get into a segment we like to call our
Wild Card Bitches!
All right, now that's where we play a song that's a little off format. And now this next song isn't necessarily off format, just a bit, a little bit more of a
like
mainstream band. Jessica, all types of fucked up right now.
She's all right.
Smiling,
big
though.
Smile
she's good.
Face, she's a trooper.
I don't
she
think
really
she puked.
Is.
I think all right, she's
well,
good.
All right, well, we're going to get to our
Wild Card Bitches!
for this weekend, and this is coming off Guns N' Roses spaghetti incident.
Oh,
covering the Misfits' Attitude. All right, now that was Guns N' Roses doing the Misfits. Duff McKagan on vocals there, the bass player. So that was the cover album they did. I mean, who'd they cover? They covered the New York Dolls, Iggy Pop,
Manson.
The Misfits. They actually covered Nazareth. They covered Manson, Fear. Manson.
That's Charles
the
Manson.
The UK Subs. Oh, yeah, Charles Manson, not Marilyn Manson.
They did
a bunch of, like you said, UK Subs.
No, that was
Pistols,
the after show.
Sex Pistols were on there. But that was Duff McKagan. The reason this album came to be, mostly because they were in a record contract and needed to put out a new album and didn't have any new material. But the Drunk Funk, the Drunk Fucks, which was a band that was Slash, Duff, and back in the day, Steven Adler, who would play right before Guns N' Roses went on as a joke, and they did all covers, and they did mostly punk covers, because Duff McKagan was in the Farts, which was a West Coast punk band.
He was like a big Ramones fan, right?
Yeah. And so they basically would just do all covers and fun. So Duff McKagan sings like half the songs on this album, and Axl sings like the other half. But I like it. They cover the Dead Boys. I like
you,
it.
You mean
so
before it took them?
They're very punk rock.
That was before
man.
It took them 10 years to put out an album.
Well, this was also like real Guns N' Roses. This
it wasn't
was
just Axl. It
wasn't
just Axl and a backup group.
Yeah.
Before Axl lost his shit.
No, it was while Axl was losing his shit.
Before
Axl,
he got
Axl
fat, though.
Axl lost his shit. Yes.
Before he got fat.
He lost his shit during the Illusion era.
Fuck,
yeah. You know what I mean? The 1991 era.
Have his shit.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I saw him with the fat with cornrows. It was kind of funny.
Dude, I probably know more about Guns N' Roses than I know about any other band. I could probably tell you Axl Rose.
I know. We can tell. We just watched you like fucking go.
Did you see him get mad though and say he wanted all those pictures, all the memes removed from the internet?
Oh, Axl Rose can suck my cock.
I guess he doesn't understand how the internet works.
I care about real actual Guns N' Roses.
All I'm
going to
say is
Axl Rose.
But he wanted all the memes taken down off the internet.
Or anything else. Man, it's that.
You know, like
I guess
he doesn't
understand
roll.
How the internet works.
Foley.
When you say that, people put more memes up.
Axl, yeah, I'm, yeah. Axl, who said something about Axl Foley?
I like Axl Foley.
Yeah,
that was badass.
I like Axl Foley too.
Yeah, fuck Axl Rose.
I'm pretty sure I have the
Axl
like,
Foley.
Every Beverly Hills
day.
Cop on DVD. Like I have like that one DVD with all.
We're not gonna fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
I won't fall for
wasn't that Chris
the
Rock's
part.
First movie appearance?
You mean Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
No, Chris Rock was the
yeah, he was
the valet.
Don't know the
he was the valet that parked the car.
Yeah, man.
In the first one?
Yes, with the banana
and
the tailpipe.
I haven't seen that movie in a long ass time.
We're not going to fall for that. That was one of my favorite movies. That and Ferris Bueller's Day Off were like my favorite movies.
Yo, it's another good movie.
You know what's kind of funny? We played a cover of Every Rose Has Its Thorn, right? And we just played Guns N' Roses. Do you believe in the hype that they were actually hooking up on the side, like, you know, David Bowie style?
Well, Guns N' Roses?
As
far as I know
about.
It, you know, Guns N' Roses.
That's what it was supposed to be about.
Attitude's about that?
Every Rose what? Has Its Thorn is supposed to be about his gay entourage with...
I highly doubt
what,
that.
What is
bad? I don't like it. They were like the big rivals. Poison was the girl band. Guns N' Roses.
No,
was
it was Motley
Crue
and Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
that
Motley
Crue.
What?
Yeah,
oh, so you would be then
rivals.
Talking about probably Nikki Sixx And Nikki Sixx used to always hang out with Slash and Duff McKagan. I don't know. Have you ever seen Duff McKagan's wife? Like, she is hot as fuck, dude.
Probably.
She's like a
I'm just saying,
porn star.
Dude, Ted Nugent has a hot
who's
wife.
Who's pitching and who's receiving in Axl Rose? Is he pitching or is he catching?
You said Motley Crue and Poison.
He used to walk Axl around Rose's on the stage with
no, he
catcher.
Said, he said,
80s
he's,
hair metal,
he
right.
said Guns N' Roses and Poison.
He's the catcher, definitely. I think
but
Axl
you just
was.
Said you
originally
said
he said Guns N' Roses and Poison. You said no. And then Motley Crue came up somehow.
All right, but Axl's not in Motley Crue.
No, but he is in Guns N' Roses.
No, Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue were rivals.
That's what he was trying to say.
No, Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue were mad tight. Motley Crue.
Yo, Motley Crue with Axl would be an awesome album.
Guns N' Roses and Blind Melon were really tight.
Well, yeah,
all
right, when we played vocals they went, on Don't Cry.
He was on the video
boom.
On the roof, yeah.
Boom.
When,
yeah.
But they went to the same high school. It was a couple years behind him.
Oh. When
was
Shannon.
It
we play
Shannon
the next
yeah.
song.
He went to the same high school as
What's
Axl.
What's the next Blind song?
Blind Melon is a great band. Yo, first of all, if that's any wild card... Any wild card in the world that we should play, it should be freaking Blind Melon.
We have a drunken rude girl Jessica screaming from the floor.
I don't care. We're going to get to Sid Vicious and the Sex Pistols doing My Way.
Just that.
Sex Pistols, Sid Vicious doing My Way.
He's pretty
just,
good.
We're just gonna keep
so
we keep going.
He
actually,
yeah,
this is the real
good.
Reason Axl Rose went crazy, Andrew, because we can't yeah. seem to figure it out.
Okay, all right. Well, from what I understand,
gonorrhea in his
all right,
brain.
This is basically what happened.
That would be
when
syphilis.
Axl started getting the whole
Al
Entourage and the Get in the Ring tour, the Use Your Illusions extravaganza, if you will, where they're having backup singers yeah. and fucking full orchestras
okay,
and all that ridiculous shit.
Brain.
Baby grand piano
You're
on
thinking
the stage.
About syphilis,
now,
not gonorrhea.
What happened was Axl started getting very superstitious, right? And
yeah,
his birth name actually is Rose, but then it got changed when he was a baby. And then he changed
so
it back to
gender
Rose.
Identity.
No, no, no. They changed it back to Rose.
That was a good job.
But yeah. What it was his father was in prison and he didn't know anything about him. And he wanted to go back to his name. And nobody would ever tell him anything about his father. So it was kind of just a rebellious thing. He wanted to go back with the name.
Great
and
name.
He did. But he started Silliest. Getting into hypnotherapy, right? And he was getting hypnotized for a prolonged period of time. They needed a whole second tour bus to bring on all his psychics and his hypnotherapy people.
What a diva.
During this tour, right? While he's getting, like, hypnotized.
That's a good way to
driving,
waste money.
Like he's driving one day.
Type shit.
He's driving one day on the side of the highway, has to pull over, starts breaking out into tears because he remembers being a baby and being molested by his father, which was the reason his father was in prison. And that's why
fact.
They stole. That's go just, look it up on YouTube. He talks about it. He was
I
on.
Was never this
he was on.
So
he
this
was
is
on
why
MTV.
He's a cock chugger.
Well, this is why.
It just
this
doesn't
is when
show you
have
to spend
crazy.
Your money on something.
So he was
yeah.
a
like,
catcher.
What the hell, man? Like, why would you spend your money on that shit? Like,
wow.
Well, that's what
wait,
the rest
wait.
Of the band was saying.
Wait,
Axel
yeah,
and all
they
his,
should
his
say
psycho
that.
People were on one bus and they were on the other.
Psychic Miss Cleo.
I don't know, but
you're making all this money.
Whatever.
She done died, child.
It was psychiatrist on tour, man. Come on.
He talked about it like real graphically on MTV, like being like, yeah, I'm not even gonna say what he said, but like he, I've definitely seen him say it himself.
Police arrest prove if. That's why his father was in prison. Like
you can look more into it, but I believe so. I mean,
feel
I've
like you
I've read like four
answer.
Guns N' Roses books,
and
it's
none
all
of them were backed up by. It,
oh, of course
them.
They were. They were. One of them was on the best selling.
I guess
list.
That
that's
rose has a lot of thorns.
Yeah,
then.
That's what I'm saying.
But you can't remember being molested as a baby. Your brain has not.
But that
well,
it was because of the hypno shit. That's
what?
The whole
it depends.
Thing.
No, like
yeah,
your
when
brain,
you're dead,
your brain.
Dude, everybody has like.
Yeah, but I have memories from when I was two.
You
won't.
Yeah,
because
your brain has like.
Okay, but
grown.
I have memories from my when I was two. They didn't say he was 6 months old. He could have been 2 years
toddler.
Old.
Yeah, I don't know how old he
that's
was,
what
but
I
he
mean,
was a
he
baby.
He could have been two.
Before, I remember when
he
was
definitely
two.
Like Andrew's just
a baby.
Saying,
but
baby.
I don't,
it's
I don't
not
think
like he
knows
exactly how old.
No,
he was.
But I mean, I've baby read Slash's autobiography, Watch You Bleed. Yeah. Both of those were on.
No, I'm just saying, but he could have been 2 or 3 years old when he
was
molested.
Yeah,
like you're not saying he was 6 months old.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how old he was, but you could look it up. He talks about it very graphically.
I like to think about my Jesus.
No, I remember my whole life. My
well, I remember. I remember 2 years old. What? Begging to go see Kiss because my mom took my brother to see Kiss when I was 2 years old. So he was 7. So imagine back in the day taking a 7-year-old to see Kiss and things about sex, drugs, rock and roll.
You know what I mean?
That wouldn't happen today.
Kiss,
but that doesn't happen today.
Dude, 2-year-olds like Kiss when they were.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it because my brother was into
it.
Dude, we had the guitar, we had the little amp. We had the walkie-talkies. We had the 12-inch
fingers. Guns N' Roses would be my Kiss.
No, same thing with me. Like I really like. I hate to say it. I liked Metallica. Real, like,
well, they were good to a certain point.
To me, you were not a metalhead if you didn't like Metallica. I don't know why, but that's just what.
Well,
I
especially
thought.
For that time period.
Because
when
I started
they first
out.
But like my argument is, even if you don't like the music Kiss puts out, if you go see them live, you're gonna have a good time because it's a show.
Yeah.
It's a whole show they put on. It was amazing.
Dude, I would not feel complete if I didn't see Metallica, and I did twice.
Honestly, I got to see Kiss twice in my lifetime with all the original members, once in Philly and once in New York.
This is going to sound
brash. That
was
when Alice in Chains was supposed to open up for him. They never showed up.
It's going
to
sound brash, but I did not give a fuck about Kiss until Detroit Rock City movie. And then,
well, no, that was
and
like
then
was
yeah.
And then
that's
I got,
a really good movie.
And I was like, Mom, give me back my fucking drumsticks.
I mean, Ace was an amazing guitar player.
I just lost my virginity in a confessional booth.
What were they? What were the Kiss fans?
The Kiss Army.
Some small way.
The
Blue Oyster Cult.
They were sort of like punk rockers in a small way.
Nobody can hear you.
Dude,
they were sort of like punk rockers in a small way.
They formed Blue Oyster Cult.
Let's get back over to the music. And we're going to keep this rocking right along. We're going to play this next one for Mark. Doing a little Toots and the Maytals, Monkey Man.
Oh, we're not playing Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
This is being covered.
That's a great song.
I'm oppressed.
Watch out. He might start hugging Andrew.
Part 2.
The Oppressed, Pogo City Radio. Brother.
Sign are you? I only heard are you? Okay, that's a big monkey man. It's all right.
Yo.
We're going to go with New York Dolls covering Bo Diddley, Pills.
This is Mad Dog Surrender with Evil.
Right now, that was Mad Dog Surrender covering the Foreskins. Mad Dog Surrender coming out of Bethlehem, you know, a few blocks from here.
Yep.
Remember, Adam, if you guys came to the acoustic show Pogo did at your Welcome at the Welcome Inn, Adam was there, Adam Surrender, who was the guitar player, Mad Dog Surrender. He was hanging out from Pittsburgh.
That's cool.
Hanging out with us for a little. You were there with him, right? And then we all went back to Steve's house. And you guys should go back a couple episodes ago and check out Steve from Admit Nothing.
We did. When
he
was sitting on here with us.
Yeah, it was a fun night. Fun time. Fun time. For sure. Now, we've got just one more before we get out of here.
More.
Who's it by, Kat?
That was Connie Francis.
Connie Francis. That's right. Connie Francis. All right,
I think Donna Summer did a version of this, too.
This is the Saints covering Connie Francis, Lipstick on Your Collar. Like this one a lot. We're going to be closing the show with this one. And just remind you guys. Remind you guys to check out
PogoCityRadio.com.
Hit up the blog, see all the articles. We got reviews and just some general information. Everything on there. So head over to PogoCityRadio.com and please like, subscribe, share the show. Thanks for checking out WPDG, Reading, Easton, Peaburg. Also remember to check out BlackCatRadio.com and DevilsDenRadio.com. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Hope you had fun. Here's the Saints with Lipstick on Your Collar. Thanks, everybody. Pogo City Radio.